Okay, Mama. Now that we got the dialing mechanism adjusted, this baby's as good as new.
Alexander Graham Bell, eat your heart out.
Oh, do you boys think that you ought to be fooling around with the phone like that?
Skeeter, you are observing a couple of genii at work. Plug her in, Bubba. Let's show the lady just who she's dealing with here.
Okay. Contact.
It's ringing. Hello, operator. Would you be so kind as to ring this number so that we might test our telephone? Thank you ever so.
Okay, Aunt Naomi, check this out.
I'll get it. Thank you, operator. No problem. We heard you loud and clear.
Yeah, but we didn't know if the phone was ringing or if we'd struck uranium.
Effie, you are going to have to do what the doctor tells you.
Oh, just stay out of my life, you old busybody.
Well, fine. Next time you need somebody to drive you to the doctor, this old body will be busy.
I'd sooner hitch a ride with a one-legged Hell's Angel.
Well, Aunt Effie, how did your checkup with Dr. Kelly go?
Horrible. That man is a quack. My own sister-in-law here sided with him.
Dr. Kelly happened to notice a little stiffness in Effie's joints, and he says she needs to start an exercise program.
Exercise? This old geezer sits there, chain-smoking with a potbelly hanging over his belt and tells me to exercise. And old Thunder Thighs over there agrees with him.
Thunder Thighs? Now, Aunt Effie, exercise isn't just for losing weight. Thunder Thighs?
Coach says regular exercise is the secret to a long life, Aunt Effie.
Shoot, I've lived this long sitting on my butt. Not about to get off it now.
Now, I ask you, boys, would you call these thunder thighs? Now, just be honest. Yes or no?
I just remembered. I've got to pick up that new part for the telephone.
Wait up, Uncle Vin. I'll go with you.
I'll accept that as a no.
You know, Aunt Effie, exercise can be a lot of fun.
I'm an old woman. Fun for me is waking up and finding out I'm still alive.
Well, you're not going to be for much longer with that attitude.
You're a fine one to talk, Miss Harper. You're not exactly Jane Fonda yourself.
Oh, and since when are you such an authority? Your idea of a workout includes a man, a bed, and a cigarette afterward.
That is a total lie. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
I'm telling you, Effie, my back doctor gave me a whole set of exercises you can do while you're cleaning up the house. Now, look, all you need is a chair.
Forget it, Thelma.
Oh, come on now. What could be easier than doing a little workout while you clean house?
Hiring somebody to do them both.
Thelma, I'm on my way to the mall. Did you eat anything?
Yeah, a new sister-in-law.
Oh, hi there, Effie.
Hi, Ola. Oh, what you got in the bag?
Oh, I'm taking Mother's tap shoes back to the store. She was going to sign up for that class over at the Senior Citizen Center, but backed out when she realized it was the same time as the Young and the Restless.
Well, what's tapping compared to a solid hour of infidelity?
Thelma! Don't these remind you of our childhood days?
Boy, I should say they do. Effie and me took from the Tommy Tanner Tap Academy when we was kids.
Little Thelma wasn't even in school yet, and she was the star pupil.
Yep, I was doing nerve taps when I was still in diapers.
I never took tap like the other girls. I had to have accordion lessons. 8 years of grinding that squeeze box, and all I have to show for it is a permanent shoulder hump.
I made both of my girls take tap. Ellen wasn't too bad, but Eunice danced like a cow on crutches. Oh.
Neither of your girls could touch you, Thelma. When it came to taps, you were tops.
Well, why don't you two hoopers just sign up for that class at the center?
Well, maybe I could, but Effie's not up to that kind of strenuous exercise anymore. She hadn't kept herself in good shape like I have.
Good shape? Hell, you can't even see your feet. I bet I could tap circles around you.
Well, there's only one way to find out, isn't there? Let's just go sign up for that class. We'll just find out who's still got it and who ain't.
You're on, Thunder Thighs. If we go sign up now, we can go to class tomorrow morning.
Fine. And just who the hell you calling Thunder Thighs, bird legs?
Okay, girls. Now that we're all lined up, let's take hold of the bar and start our class. Okay, now I want you all to pay close attention. Be sure and watch my little footsies.
Excuse me. My name is Thelma Harper. This is my sister-in-law, Effie Harper.
We're looking for the senior ladies' tap class.
You are? Well, this is it. I'm Bambi, your teacher. Why don't you girls go line up behind Belle, and we'll just tap our troubles away.
Who the hell she thinks she is, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
Okay, girls, begin with the right footsie and follow me. Flap, 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 flap. Oh, that was swell, girls. Thanks so much for all the hard work. Class dismissed.
Gee, I'm in better shape than I thought. I'm not even winded.
That's because we got more exercise walking in from the parking lot. Yo, twinkle toes. You call this a dance class? We came here expecting to work up a sweat.
I'm sorry, the insurance policy here strictly forbids any class that makes the seniors sweat.
Well, that rule's as dumb as your tap class.
Hey, I'm only following orders, okay? My hands are tied.
Too bad your lips aren't.
Oh, don't blame the kid. Those insurance companies can really lay down the law. I know all about it. My son's in the insurance game.
My sympathies, Bill.
They consider elderly ladies dancing a high-risk group.
Well, just because we're getting on in years doesn't mean we're too old to shake our booties. Shoot, now we got a lot more to shake.
Right.
Look at these old dance albums. Didn't you used to do a routine to this one?
Oh, look, it's the choo-choo song. Heck, this was my best recital. It was a pip. Let's put this sucker on and see if any of it comes back to us. Come on, come on. When that midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama.
Alabama, Alabama.
I'll be right there.
Where'll you be? Where'll you be?
I got my fare.
Show it to me, show it to me.
When I see that rusty hair conductor man.
What'll you do? What'll you do?
I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler Alabama, Alabama.
Wow!
Stop that train. That takes me back again. Down home where I remain. Where my honey lay on. And they call us a high-risk group.
Thelma, Well, you were just wonderful. Will you teach us some more?
You bet your bunions I will. I'm gonna meet y'all here, right here, same time next week.
Okay. Well, what about Bambi?
The hell with Bambi from now on, your mama's girls.
Hi, Ben.
Iola?
Thelma, I finished it.
Oh, Iola, look at that. It is wonderful. Say, you really captured my likeness.
Boy, Mama, who would have thought your tap class had turned into something this big? Now every blue hair in Raytown wants to strut her stuff.
I know. They even want me to start a kiddie class for women 55 to 60.
Miss Harbor, look at this. You're in the evening paper.
Yeah. What's it say?
It says Raytown grandmother tops in town.
There's even a picture.
Oh, my Lord, I look so fat. It's the last time I'm wearing a skirt and blouse.
Let me read that. Thelma Harper's dance troupe, Mama's Girls, represents over 500 years of tapping experience.
That's all of our ages added together.
Opening this Friday at the Senior Citizen Center, Mama's Girls...
I'll get it.
Well, Ben, we'd be better off with two tin cans and some string. Pick it up.
Hello. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, I sure can. How many do you want? 87? Whoa. Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. We'll see you Friday.
Well, Vinton, who was that?
That was the head honcho of the Shriners. They're bringing in two busloads from Hinckley to see the show.
Oh, my goodness, Billy, you're breaking all box office records.
And Shriners, too. They are a great audience.
Whew. Grandma, we did it. Me and T-Boy put flyers for your show on every car in the mall parking lot. Nearly 800 in all.
Atta boy, Bubba. I got a feeling this is just the beginning for Mama's Girls.
Hello? They hung up.
It's the doorbell, you dimwit.
Oh, excuse me, are you Thelma Harper, the lady behind Mama's Girls?
That's me.
May I have a minute of your time?
Well, you certainly may. Come right on in here. You must be that nice young reporter from the Raytown Bugle.
Not quite. I'm with Mutual of Raytown Insurance. I'm here to shut you down.
What? Well, what do you mean, shut me down?
Well, not you personally, Mrs. Harper. Just your tap group, Mama's Girls.
Well, why? We haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, is there some kind of law against old ladies making fools of themselves?
Please don't help me.
The problem, Mrs. Harper, is that your classes are not insured by the center, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel their policy if you ever set a tap in there again.
Well, what about the big show on Friday night?
You must be kidding.
Mister, I've been out in the hot sun putting over 800 flyers underneath windshield wipers covered in bug guts.
Be that as it may, there will be no show on Friday night.
But you can't do that to Miss Harper. It's sold out. It's in the paper.
Ignore that picture.
Mrs. Harper, this isn't personal.
But of course it is, you little runt. You wouldn't be doing this to me if I wasn't an old person.
What do you mean?
Well, if I was an old Peyton, you'd insure me. Or a fine old bottle of wine or an antique car. Why is it old things get more valuable with age, but old people don't?
I'm afraid you'll have to take that up with Mutual of Raytown.
Mutants of Raytown is more like it.
Insult us all you like, Mrs. Harper, but your show will not go on.
Get out of my house.
Well, it's been a real pleasure.
Out!
And if you ever have any personal insurance needs, here's my card, Hartley Scoggins.
Yeah. Hold it right there, you little weasel. Scoggins? You aren't any relation to Belle Scoggins.
Well, yes, she's my mother. Do you know her?
Well, as a matter of fact, I met her on the train to Alabama. When was the last time you talked to her?
Well, my work keeps me very busy.
Of course it does, Hartley. I tell you what, why don't you just stick around for a minute? I was just about to give Belle a call.
Oh, really? That isn't necessary.
Fenton. Remind me to kill you. Hello, Belle. It's Thelma. I just called to tell you what a wonderful job you did in rehearsal this afternoon. Yeah, and you are not going to believe who is standing here in my living room. Your little son, Hartley. Yeah, why didn't you tell me he was such a cutie? No, he's here on business. Yes, he wants to shut down the show. Our show. Okay, sure. Hartley, your mother would like to have a few words.
Hi, Mom.
Hell hath no fury like a tapper's tongue.
Mutual of Raytown presents Mama's Girls in Old Faces of 1988. And now, Raytown's own dancing daughter, Thelma Harper.
Welcome to our show.
Oh, what a crayon. Say, before we begin, I would just like to thank Belle Scoggins' wonderful son, Hartley, for convincing Mutual of Raytown Insurance to pay for all of our lights and sets and costumes. Plus an unlimited supply of corn pads for all of my girls. And now it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce the eldest member of our dancing troupe, my sister-in-law, Effie Harper. Yes?
I'd just like to say to all you senior citizens out there, exercise can be lots of fun. And the best way to keep one foot out of the grave is to put a tap shoe on it.
All right. Well, with that in mind, on with our show. When trumpets were mellow, every gal only had one fellow. No need to remember when, 'cause everything old is new again.
'Cause everything old is new again.
Get out your white suit, your tattoos and tails. Let's go backwards when forward sails. Please spread a garbo alone. Be a movie star on your leave. Minute, that was some workout.
Yeah, boy, Grandma, what a great show.
Yeah. Who'd have dreamed you'd get 6 curtain calls?
7, but who's counting?
Aunt Effie, I was especially proud of you up there. I was good, wasn't I?
You sure were, sweetie.
When word gets out about Mama's Girls, I'll bet Broadway will be calling.
I'll get it.
Hell, if Broadway wants to reach me, they're going to have to send a telegram.